I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. We saved you a seat right up here in the front, so turn off everything else that would distract you. Give this your full attention. I'm talking about the Word of God. Give it your full attention, and it will change your life. Father, we all pray today asking for utterance, asking for the anointing, for the quickening of your spirit, for answers. We want to see and know, apart from men's thinkings and ideas, who you are, what you are, what your will truly is, that we may be established in the truth. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We've been on a series for a number of weeks now that we're calling Faith for Provision. And we're giving one by one 30 biblical reasons why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. If you're questioning the will of God in an area, you will not be able to have faith in that area. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Our faith comes by hearing what God said. You got to get it settled or you cannot have faith in that area. So you got to keep hearing the word until you stop asking questions about it. Could it be? Is it? We don't know. We're not sure. That's not going to work to have faith. You got to get to the point where, like Abraham, you are fully persuaded. And I am. I'm there that it's God's will for us to always have abundance. But I've been at this for a few years, and I've heard this a lot of times, and that's why we want you to join us, because it is liberating. It is wonderful to realize God actually wants me to have everything I need in this life.
Yes.
Abundance. Now, that's a different, it's not a dollar amount. It's different things for different people, but it works out to not being in lack, not coming behind, always having all sufficiency in all things and abounding to every good work. That's a quote from the New Testament, right?
Amen.
So we begin with talking about that the Lord's our shepherd, and we've gone through down to reason number 9 and 10 now, that talking about honor and riches was number 9. Number 10 that we're in is wisdom and riches, or wisdom and wealth. And we saw here, go back to the book of Proverbs, if you would, please. We've seen that with Solomon, for instance, Jesus talked about his glory, and we saw Solomon's glory in his wisdom and in his wealth, or in his riches. And we saw there's a connection between wealth and wisdom. Always has been. Always will be. It comes with. And in looking through Proverbs, we looked in Proverbs 3 and 8 and 10 and 13 and 19 and 21, seeing that connect. He keeps saying wisdom and riches, wisdom and wealth. We got down to Proverbs 19. Let's look at this again. Proverbs 19 and 14. It said, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Now, this whole passage is about wisdom. And this is included in it. Is it good to have a house?
Yes.
Or not? Does following God and following His wisdom, will it help you to get a house?
Yes.
It will. Not my idea. These are scriptures. Is it good to leave an inheritance?
Yes.
From one generation to the next, so that they don't have to start over from scratch?
Yes.
right? Amen. But that they can start and build from there and leave even more to their children. Whether you think so or not, God thought it was good.
Yes.
Is that right? I'm going to stay with him.
Yes.
He's right.
He's right.
Amen. People have come up with religious ideas. See, they had even changed it in Jesus' time to where they came up with this thing, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and those guys, they came up with this thing called Corban, a religious thing they just made up. And they said, well, if you say Corban, I may not be pronouncing it right, but my resources and finances are dedicated to the temple, well, then you have no responsibility to honor father and mother. And Jesus rebuked them and corrected them, and he interpreted honoring father and mother as doing things for them financially and materially. And so, does God still want us to be able to honor father and mother?
Yes.
You got to have some resources to do that. Does he still want fathers and mothers to be able to leave inheritance to their children?
Yes.
You got to have something to be able to do that with. No, it has always been the will of God. It will always be the will of God. Notice this in Proverbs 21:20. Proverbs 21:20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. All you'd have to do to be in better shape financially is quit making bad decisions. Huh? Instead of buying the wrong thing at the wrong time, buy the right thing at the right time. Huh? Instead of moving too fast or moving too slow, being at the right place, working with the right people instead of the wrong people. How would you know that? You don't know the future. You don't know what this market or that's going to do. How can you know? You're not going to know all that, but you got somebody inside you who does.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And he is the Spirit of wisdom. And he guides us. Jesus said, I'm going to send you another helper. He's going to guide you into all the truth. He's going to bring to your remembrance everything that I've said to you. He's even going to show you things to come.
Amen.
That's wisdom.
Amen.
I said, that's wisdom.
Amen.
And you, me, all of us, if we had prayed more, if we had sought the Lord better, if we had listened better, we'd be in a different position financially than we are today.
Yes.
Hmm? You, me? Did I lose somebody? Huh? Well, it's not over.
Amen.
So how about let's start listening
yes.
better, right?
Yes.
Let's start
yes.
praying more
yes.
and being led better,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And listening better. And instead of just doing something, asking for wisdom. And don't assume you know. Say, Lord, you show me how this should go. What we should do. And the results of wisdom are treasure in your house. But foolish people waste it. Proverbs 22:4. Everybody say wisdom.
Wisdom.
And riches.
And riches.
And honor.
And honor.
Proverbs 22:4 says by humility and fear of the Lord are what?
Riches.
Riches. And honor. And life. Yeah, but what if it's not God's will for you to have riches? Well, okay, but how do I separate it from humility? Does God want me to be haughty and proud? Or he want me to walk in humility? He wants me to not show him any respect or show the fear of the Lord and be respectful. Well, he said if I walk in humility and the fear of the Lord, riches and honor come with it. You see, it's the devil who has confused Christians and preachers and separated these things and made riches bad no matter what when it never was God's word. Proverbs 23:19. Proverbs 23:19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise and guide your heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. And drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Unless he's spiritual, and then rags are okay. You see what I'm saying? Drunkard and glutton will come to poverty, but also if you're real spiritual, you may live in poverty. So just looking at the poverty, we have to go, okay, is he a drunkard or a real spiritual? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is confusion. And this is not the word of God. Is poverty good or bad?
Bad.
Huh?
Bad.
Is wasting all your resources, being a drunk, is that bad?
Yes.
It's bad. There's nothing, no redeeming quality about it. And so, you know, losing everything you got and winding up in rags, good or bad?
Bad.
Could it ever be a blessing in disguise?
No.
Never.
No.
Never. Wisdom does not go with poverty. They are not the same. Proverbs 24 and 3. Through wisdom, a house is builded, and by understanding, it's established. And by knowledge shall the chambers or the rooms be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Is it possible that you could put God first? And you don't love money, you don't love stuff, but you just listen to him and you obey him and you give when he says give and you invest when he says invest and you do what he says do. Next thing you know, you got a big house full of expensive stuff.
Yes.
Amen. Huh?
Yes.
You got real pricey things on the wall. You got beautiful things in the furniture. And somebody says, ah, that just makes me sick. You said, you need to read this right here. Yes. Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. Huh?
Yes.
Are you saying Scripture makes you sick?
No.
Are you saying the wisdom of God makes you sick? Are you saying the blessing of God makes you sick?
No.
Through wisdom, your house gets built. Through understanding, it's established. That means it's going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Listen to Psalm 112. Psalm 112 verse 1 says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. Blessed, somebody say blessed, blessed. And that delights greatly in his commandments. And his commandments are called the wisdom of God. His seed will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. That means you got a house.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Means you got a house.
Yes.
Means you got nice stuff in the house.
Amen.
Wealth and riches.
Yes.
Shall be in his house. Now that bothers people. That makes a, but it just shows how far they've gotten away from God.
Mm-hmm.
And how they have replaced the Word of God with unscriptural, ungodly ideas that are ingrained in tradition. Religious tradition is a thief. It has robbed people of all manner of things God would like for them to have had and enjoyed in this life. Now, you don't want a bunch of stuff that you're just overloaded with, taking all your time to keep track of and take care of. You want to be about the Lord's business.
Amen.
But connected with that, you can and should have the best of the best.
Amen.
To do your job and always more than enough.
Amen.
And plenty to give. And help somebody else and help bring them up. This is always the will of God for all of us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Proverbs 28 and 10. Proverbs 28 and 10 says, the upright shall have good things in possession. And he, verse 19, he that tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he that follows vain persons will have poverty enough. Is he portraying that poverty is a good thing or a bad thing?
Right.
Something to be desired or not? Something to go after or not? No, he's contrasting and saying, be wise, follow God, be well off.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Don't listen to God, act like a fool and lose everything. And be in poverty and be messed up. Well, God hasn't changed. Listen to Ecclesiastes 5. Ecclesiastes 5:18, which is also some writings of wisdom. He said, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he takes under the sun all the days of his life, which God gives him, for it is his portion. Ecclesiastes 5:19. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth. Who gave it to him?
God.
Who? God has given riches and wealth, and he's given him power to eat thereof and take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. What's the gift of God? Riches and wealth and the ability to enjoy it. The ability to, it's one thing to have a lot of stuff, but if you're so messed up in your head or so sick in your body, you can't enjoy it, you can't use it. That's not a blessing. But he's talking about having plenty and the ability and opportunity to utilize it, to use it, to enjoy it. And he calls it the gift of God. Can it be true?
Yes.
Riches and wealth is called the gift of God?
Yes.
It is.
It is.
I said it is.
It is.
Now go to the end of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31. And about halfway into this passage is what we refer to as the virtuous woman passage. And it talks about the characteristics and the life of a godly woman, a godly wife, a godly mother. And so let's look at that a little bit in the 10th chapter. 31st chapter, 10th verse, 31:10. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Where have we heard that phrase before? Far above rubies. Exact same thing said about wisdom.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So, and all of Proverbs is the wisdom book.
Yes.
So is he saying that a virtuous woman is a wise woman?
Yes.
That's part of it. Well, what are we learning that goes with wisdom?
Riches.
Riches. Wealth. So should we see some of that here too?
Yes.
Yeah, you should. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her, so he will have no need of spoil. She'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. You can also say this about wisdom itself. Wisdom will do you good. Huh? All the days of your life. Now, notice what wisdom is doing in her. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. Will you still need to work if you have wisdom?
Yes,
you will. Yes, you will. She's like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She rises while it's night and gives food to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it with what? With what? She's buying real estate. Right? She buys it. And the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. And she buys a property. And she invests the money. It takes money to cultivate and plant. And it can take years to develop a vineyard. Have you ever seen how much they charge for those vineyards out in California? Some of these other, oh brother, millions and millions of dollars. Well, this is what she's doing. And she girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives her merchandise is good. Her cattle goes not out by night. She's not lazy. Huh? She's got something going all the time. And it says that she lays her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor and reaches forth her hands to the needy with what? She has resources. Can you see this? And she's helping people in need in the neighborhood, in the community round about. She's not afraid of the snow, the wintertime and cold for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. One translation says double garments. This is pricey stuff. In those days, getting color was an expensive thing. And especially things like linen and silk and that kind, they had to be imported sometimes thousands of miles. It might have taken years for it to get there. Pricey. Expensive. And yet she makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Don't that just make you sick? Huh? How? Well, what's her bill that she's spending on this kind? How much money is she spending on this? Well, first of all, what business is it of yours?
Right.
She's working.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's buying and selling stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
What's it to you?
Yeah.
But you'll hear people misquote things and say, yeah, but now, didn't the New Testament say, you know, that women are not supposed to be in a clothed with expensive garments and embroidered hair and all that? You got to read the whole passage. You know, the scripture also said, drink no longer water. Now see, if you just take an exact thing, then that means no more water for you. Huh? Got to read the rest of the thing. He was saying that your beauty should be from the inside, not the outside. But it didn't say you should be clothed with ugly apparel. Didn't say ugly. Modest. It shouldn't be too revealing and too just appropriate attire. And if it's scripture, it has to agree with all other scripture. And Solomon was some kind of dresser. And so was Proverbs 31 woman. This woman dressed. Huh? Not just that, her kids looked amazing. And her husband looked nice. And she was involved in all of it. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. And her clothing, so she had stuff for the house. They had drapes, and she had silk and purple. This was pricey stuff in these days. And she's got it. Now, is the Bible portraying this as a good thing or a bad thing? Are we to read this and go, ooh, that's bad?
No.
No, it's the result of a godly person, right?
Yes.
And the wisdom and the blessing of the Lord in their lives. And it's a good thing. It's good for her. It's good for her kids. It's good for her husband. It's good for the family. It's good for the community.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And it's good for the business in the area. Her husband's known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sells it and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Does this sound like some wisdom involved in these things?
Yes.
She knows where to get what and when. She knows when to buy. She knows when to sell. She knows where and who to work with. See, this Proverbs is the wisdom book. It starts off in chapter 1 talking about wisdom in detail, and it's on every page, and here it sums it up. And you can see it personified in a godly, wise, virtuous woman. This is wisdom personified, but it's also talking about individuals. And so she makes fine linen and sells it and delivers girdles to the merchant. That strength and honor are her clothing, and she'll rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with
wisdom.
In case you lost track of what was going on here, when she opens her mouth, you know, they used to have a commercial. What was it? E.F. Hutton, they said. When they speak, everybody would listen, you know, because they're supposed to know what's going on in the markets. Well, when Proverbs 31 woman says, you know, yeah, I've been looking at that property over there. Everybody said, what property? What's going on? Yeah, and we're going to have a new line of linen dresses, huh? And a new line of silk scarves and this and that. And people are going, I'm going to invest in that. I'm going to get in on that. Huh? Is this how you could become rich?
Yes.
It's exactly how it works. And this is not some twisted evil thing from the devil. This is from God. Same source the wisdom is from God. He talks about the rest of it, about how excellent and how that let her enjoy the fruit of her own hands. Well, now, is this wisdom all passed away, or is it available for us today? Didn't the scripture tell us, let me read it to you in James, if any of you lack wisdom, New Testament, book of James, 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, what did he say? Wish you could have been back there with Solomon. No, ask for it. Ask for it, ask of God, and he gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Well, the only way you can ask nothing wavering is if you are sure it's God's will for you to have it and you're no longer questioning it. Are you sure, class?
Yes.
Everybody said out loud, Lord, I ask you,
Lord, I ask you
for this wonderful wisdom. That we are reading about.
Add it to me.
Let it be increased in me.
Multiplied.
I know it's your will. So I believe I receive it. And I know it will do everything it did for those of old. It will do wonderful things in my life too.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Oh, praise God. It's going to come to pass. Our time's up. We'll see you again soon back here in Faith School. Sure enjoyed being with you again this week. I can sense the Word of God growing in us. I always like to pray over our partners at the end of every week. We so appreciate everybody that's hooked with us like you are. Know that God wants you to have abundant resources, just like we've been seeing in verse after verse after verse. I'm going to pray this over you, your family, your businesses. Father, I pray, give unto them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Give them knowledge, Lord, of witty inventions and ideas of things to do better and to do greater, and things that are profitable, and things that are beneficial to people and for them financially and materially. We ask it in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. It was always the will of God, and it is the will of God for His people to walk in His ways and experience wonderful abundance. Thank you for being a part of this. You're helping to send this all over the world, and so you have a right to reap of the benefits from it. Increase is on you, and blessing is working in you, in Jesus' name. We love you. Thank God for you. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.